Mike and Paul didn't trust me after last week, so they rigged me up and said, "Use the microphone. I wouldn't hold up, and I would walk away from." We've all been heard testimonies that have been really inspirational. They bring you to tears. There's a great moment of epiphany that this isn't going to be like that today. Okay, this is it's going to be a lot like me, kind of mundane and boring. But it is what it. So, but I'll tell you what I can and start from the beginning, the best I recall. When I was a young kid, the first religious or first church I remember was the Tabernacle Church, Tabernacle Methodist Church in Binghamton, New York. It was a great church. For an 8-9 year old boy, any church that had an indoor basketball court and an indoor swimming pool was a great church. Okay, I was in the choir for 3 years at Tabernacle, and I remember that distinctly. Even though I was only 8 or 9 years old at the time, because the first year in your robe they gave you a black cross, the next year they gave you a walnut cross, and the third year they gave you this silver cross. I had one talent as a youngster. I was good at pantomime. Well, they realized that I couldn't sing, and I've been lip syncing for 3 years. So that was the end of my that was the end of my experience in the choir. My dad was an Irish Catholic from Boston. He's been gone almost 36 years to the day now. I miss him just as much now as I ever have. And when I was growing up, it was. We would go to a Methodist church or a Baptist church or a Presbyterian church or an Episcopal church. We went everywhere. Okay, but I went to Catholic school for a year. I even aced catechism at Catholic school. We really settled. But the one I remember about him specifically was we never missed a Billy Graham crusade on TV. He would never miss any broadcast or telecast of Billy Graham. It always moved him very dearly. So even though he was not a religious man, he was a very faithful man. He definitely believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and spoke of him often. We ended up at a Lutheran church in St. Petersburg, Florida, Garden of Peace Lutheran Church, and there was a pastor named Arthur Louis Albers, who I'm sure has passed on by now. Had a great influence on me personally. I was a kid, as a teenager, I was in Luther League, which is the youth association, youth organization for teenagers in that Lutheran church. I thought I wanted to become a minister at that point in time. One thing he did for me, though, however, was he was a lieutenant commander in the Navy Reserve. And as I was getting ready to be drafted in the mid-60s, and we all know what was going on in the mid-60s, he stepped in and told me, "Bill, I think you'd rather have a nice soft bed, 3 hot meals versus a foxhole and K-ration." So he convinced me to go in the Navy, and of course that's what I did. About 37 years ago, I met this little short Italian. She's had the biggest impact on my life of anyone. She's definitely changed the direction of my life. She was, at the time, she was going to the First Christian Church of Winter Park, and she was singing leads and cantatas and singing in the choir and directing the youth groups. One of our first dates was a progressive dinner. In fact, I think it's probably still a Buick in Florida somewhere that smells like French onion soup because of one of those dinners. But her and her family have had a tremendous impact. Her dad was an elder in the Church of Christ, and to me was an example of what a Christian was, or is, and what an elder should be. And there's not a man in this world that I respected more than Jim Murrow. And shortly after we got married, our daughter Brenda was going to be baptized. And as I sat, and it was planned, and as I sat there that day, it suddenly hit me I needed to grow up and be a man and publicly accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And so the same day that Brenda was baptized, I was baptized as well. From there we moved to Georgia. I was a deacon for a while at the Woodstock Baptist Church. We moved to Canton, and Carol and I are both very active at Antioch Christian Church over the years and loved it. About 12 years ago, we joined First Baptist in LJ when Dave Drake was there. And we both were active. I served on and led some committees during that tenure. About 3 years ago, came to uh, came to the church, and the feelings I have here are just amazing. Carol and I particularly have lived a very blessed life. Through the years, I've made some good decisions. I made some really poor decisions also. Probably the toughest decision I've had in a long time, and one I took a tremendous amount of time to make, was to accept the role of being an elder at the church. It really was a very difficult decision to me. I have many, many failings, and I will continue to try and grow and improve on those. But I love this church. I love the people here. Just everyone's associated with it. I retired about 5 years ago after working for one company for 35 years. And you win awards, okay, and stuff over the years, and stuff. That's all good stuff. That's great. But the most important thing to me since I retired was having former employees come back to me and tell me, "Bill, you affected our lives. You affected the way I deal with people, the way I deal with difficult situations." And at the time, I never realized I had done that. And I guess that's my goal now, is just to, as an elder, is to be a positive influence and a positive impact on people's lives. I commit to you, with God's help, I will all do my best for Crossroads Christian Fellowship. 1 Thessalonians, can't say it, 5:14, "We urge you, brothers, to admonish those who are idle, cheer up those who are discouraged, and help those who are weak. Be patient with everyone." Thank you.